I'd obviously disappointed in the outcome of the game. The only real injury I have to report is you saw Landon. I don't really know exactly what it is. I know it was an ankle. I haven't had a chance to talk with him. We'll find out about that tomorrow. I would just say this before I open it up. I'm really proud of the men in that locker room. I told them that after all we went through this week. I thought the way we came out and the way we played for 3.5 quarters was something we could be proud of. We do have to figure out a way in the fourth quarter when it gets down to gut-wrenching time to make a play or two. Now, I'm going to put a little bit of that on me. I didn't like a couple of calls I had in the fourth quarter that resulted in bad plays for us defensively. I don't want that to be on the players. But I just talked about going forward, if they could continue to do what we did this week in the middle of some adversity. I thought the adversity revealed a lot of good things in our football team. And I do believe that unity strengthens. And I saw unity and, in essence, saw a stronger football team in my mind. I would hope that they would continue to do that going forward and then just focus on the next game. So that was the message. Those are the injuries. And with that, I'll open it up.
Coach, did you call the defense like you
wanted? I did. Yeah, nothing changed there. And I'd like to credit the defensive coaches because it was a little bit different. The difference was that when the offense was out there and I was on the line with them, just listening and trying to be ready to manage the game, the defensive coaches handled all the adjustments over there with just me chiming in and out. But I thought for the most part that part went pretty smooth.
What did you think of the way Eli responded to being back in the starting lineup?
You know, this is what happens to me. I'm not a real bright guy. And so in the course of the game, like plays, and it's all kind of mixed right now together, but I know there was one interception there. I'm sure, but it got bopped around and all. But I like the way you operate. I tell you, the way I thought Mike Sullivan and staff did a good job coming out with a really good game plan. We moved the ball real well. I mean, if my recollection is correct, they drove pretty good the first drive, kicked a field goal. We got it and answered with our own long drive and kicked a field goal. That got us right back into a 0-0 game, so to speak. So I was proud of him in that regard. And I know there were times during the game where he got us into some really good plays because I'm listening and I'm listening to Sully, and that's what he does. He does that real well for us.
How do you think Rhett Ellison responded to increased opportunities today?
Yeah, I mean, without watching the tape, I certainly can't evaluate his ability. I saw him make a couple of catches in there. I know we kept him in the game a little bit for certain reasons, certain plays, and he looked like he played solid to me.
You had a couple of fourth downs in their territory. What went into your thought process?
I remember one early Jordan. Yeah, I recall the one in the first half, I believe, because I heard the reaction. But to me, it felt like it was going to be a field position game, which it really was, right into the fourth quarter. And when you kind of get that feeling, I wanted to stick with the field position game, back them up. Our defense was pretty good at that time, so I thought it was the right decision. I don't recall the other one, Jordan, to be honest with you, but maybe I can comment on that.
They caught you in a couple of blitzes. Dez's touchdown, yep. Beasley in his run.
Yep.
What should happen on those plays?
Well, I mean, a lot of things. I probably need to better. I got over anxious on one of them. I'm going to be honest with you. That's how I feel. Now, what you got to know about me is when the play doesn't go right, I always think that there could have been a better call. That's just how I am. Now, having said that, we know that whatever the call is, guys got to try to make a play in it. But you know, there was one I would like to have back. The other ones we had. You know, there were a couple of things we didn't do quite right, and it resulted in a bad finish for us. But, I mean, I'll dissect it, go through it with the players. We can be better. And we can look at those plays shouldn't happen, certainly not that long. You got to get them on the ground. And I'm sure the guys feel bad about not tackling in certain situations.
Will Eli start again next week?
Say it again?
Will Eli start again?
I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that right now. That would be my gut feeling, but, you know. I mean, I thought, look, without looking at it and evaluating, but Eli Manning is the quarterback right now until something crazy happens.
Just being out there, you know, as the coaching role as opposed to defensive coach.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good right now because we lost a football game. And so your mind goes back to all the things you could have, should have, and would have done. That's what happens when you lose. But I didn't feel uncomfortable. I thought everybody else around me, coaches, players, trainers responded really well. And to me, that's what I'm grateful for. I mean, I thought the guys on the sideline that operate in an NFL football game did what they were supposed to. Everybody did their job, and for the most part, I thought we did it pretty good.
We went out there to check on Landon Collins after he got hurt on the Beasley play. What was your message to him?
Well, I just wanted to find out what was wrong with him. By then, he had popped up, and I thought he was going to be okay. But obviously, he said, listen, Landon, he never complains about injury. He's been banged up all year. I mean, little things, you know, but you never hear him complaining. So when he's down, you know, I feel like, you know, it was something serious. That's why I went over there. But it was good to see him get up, and we'll see where he is tomorrow.
I guess that second fourth down, I think it was fourth and eight. They're 46. You're down 7-4, 40 to go to.
Yeah.
One possession game. Now I recall. Because it was set, we talked about it going into the third down. When it ended up 4th and 7 and not 4th and 3 or 4th and 2, that was why we made that decision. One possession game.
Two more.
Where's Eli Apple at this point? I mean, it's 4 straight.
Yeah, games. Eli. I talked with Eli. We deactivated him today. You know, the decision there was because he just didn't get enough reps during the week. I talked with him early. He's going to be ready to go next week, and hopefully we're up and running.
What do you anticipate he'll play next week?
That's the hope.
From some of these newer guys, Dixon and Morris in your secondary.
Yeah, I tell you what, Brandon Dixon to me has played really good football. Now he's going to feel bad about the one play at the end of the half, but he's battling out there. You know, we got him late. Both those guys, yeah, didn't go through any OTAs, didn't go through any training camp, and yet they've really been pros about everything, and they compete. You can't ask for much more than that.